Good evening. Thanks so much for tuning in to a special Tuesday night edition of the Bootleg Sessions. I'm Jay Kolb, and you are listening to Radio St. Pete, Sunshine 96.7 FM, WMTB LP, St. Petersburg. We're coming to you live from our Thrive DTSP studios, and I am absolutely thrilled to have Mark Duran and Jimmy Pickett here with me. Guys, thanks so much for coming in. How are you this evening?
We're doing great. Thanks for having us, Jay.
Let's have a little music right off the bat, and then we'll have a chat. How's that sound?
You sounds bet. Good.
Yep. Yeah. Sounds fun.
Maybe I'm a rebel. Maybe I'm a Yank. Ain't no sense in guessing. I'm just something that you ain't. I'm frying up some wisdom to cook into a spell. Make each day a masterpiece if you do it well. If I threw that stick, would you go away sometime? Jealousy and envy are deadly to the mind. Deadly, 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 deadly. Maybe I'm a sinner, maybe I'm a saint. I hope I get to heaven, I just hope I ain't too late. You think you make a living with all the stuff you get, but you make your life with all the love you give. If I threw that stick, would you go away sometime? Jealousy and envy are deadly to the mind. Deadly, 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 deadly. 'Cause I feel the change blowing through. My hallelujah's coming back. I just don't know if it's wrong or right. Woo! Maybe I'm a rebel. Maybe I'm a Yank. Ain't no sense in guessing, I'm just something that you ain't. I'm frying up some wisdom to cook into a spell. Make each day a masterpiece if you do it well. If I threw that stick, would you go away sometime? Jealousy and envy are deadly to the mind. Deadly, 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 deadly. 'Cause I feel the change blowing through my life. My hallelujah's coming back. I just don't know if it's wrong.
Yeah,
right.
I like that a lot. So, Jimmy, the tune Rebel, was that your tune, a co-write? How'd that come together?
It's so funny how we write music together. Mark and I are so different. He kind of comes up with the ditties on the guitar, and for some reason, boom, I just come up with the words lately.
Yeah, what we had found, it was easier for me to write the music and for Jimmy to write the lyrical content and kind of work through the melody part.
So what usually comes first? Is it lyrics?
That's a funny. It really, each one's different.
You know, well, sometimes I think maybe the
music. Sometimes there's a great producer over in Tampa named Sam Schneiders, who I want to shout out to, that I go over there, and what we do, sometimes I'll go there and do like a hum or la-la-la, how I want the song to be sung. And then I take it with me, ride around the car or whatever, and then I kind of come up with words and that way.
So the music comes first, is what he's trying to say. The music comes first, and he does the humming, and then it comes into words, and he works his magic.
Yeah, I think, you know, but there's sometimes I have an idea about, you know, I have the lyrics written down, and then I punch them in sometimes. Sam had a couple of songs he had, we did Luscious and Jealous, a couple of songs that he had the music to, and I kind of punched in the words on those particular songs that I did on my solo.
I think it's interesting. Songwriters, you know, some it's a lyrical, it's a phrase. They'll hear just a turn of words, a turn of phrase, and that sort of sparks their creative process, and that the song builds off lyrics. Others, I remember the famous story of Paul McCartney waking up in the morning with this melody in his head. He had no lyrics to it. The working title was Scrambled Eggs, which became Yesterday. And it was all there, but without a word to go to it. And it's sort of magic sometimes how it comes together.
I think when you write, like, for your solo projects, you have to do it all. And I'm driven more by the musical content than I write the lyrics to it.
Yeah.
I do have books of lyrics that I can pull from if I needed words, but I'm usually driven by the music somehow. Yeah, I think some songs come quicker than others. Yeah. Even when we're writing together, we might have the music down, and Jimmy takes a while. He's ferreting it out how to put the words to it. Some happen really quick. We've had written three songs in 2 days.
Yeah.
And then we'd have had one song hang around for a couple months until the right words come along.
Right.
So.
Right. All right. How about we have another tune?
All right, well, let's share with them this song. This next song that we wrote is called Out on the Road, and we wrote it because we're so thankful for the fans of music who come out to see us play that we thought we'd write a little story in song form, and it's called Out on the Road. So, ready, Jimmy?
You betcha. Just did a gig, one of our best up in Knoxville. We were just dynamite. The crowd was out of sight. A lot of high fives and great big bear hugs. You could see they needed to be entertained, and we did our best. Now lucky we are to be the ones that give them that music rush. From town to town, out on the road. It ain't easy, a lot of broken strings and broken hearts. We're out on the road. You know we gotta get up early, and we'll be a-playing well after dark. You know, we've got those cat-like moves, and we're riding the groove of a special force wrapped up in gold. It's such a starry night, but if you play your cards right, there'll be memories to have and to hold. But you could see they need to be entertained, and we've done our best. And how lucky we are to be the ones to give you that music rush. So we're out on the road, having fun with everybody. As a band is getting down, we're out on the road, seeing all your friendly faces from town to town. Out on the road, it ain't easy, a lot of broken strings and broken hearts. We're out on the road, we gotta get up early, and we'll be a playing well after dark. Steal this here and now. I don't know, they say to grow, you gotta come out of your comfort zone. But what you counted on may never really count. You know, but at least we get to play here today. The band is getting down, we're out on.
from town to town, out on the road. It ain't easy, lot of broken strings and a broken heart. We're out on the road, we gotta get up early and we'll be a playing well after dark. 'Cause we're out on the road.
Yeah. All righty, out on the road. So, Jimmy, how did you get started in the whole music thing? How did that come together for you?
Well, you mean as far as recording or starting my first drum set when I was 14 that I went down to Bill's Music House in Catonsville, Maryland?
That's the one I want. Well,
and that's what actually was kind of neat. I saw the blues set down at Bill's Music House in Catonsville, Maryland, and it was $79.95, snare, tom-tom, you know, the bass and a cymbal. That was it. So, and I'll tell you the story about the Who when he threw his floor tom-tom, and I was like, I want that. But $79.95, I got down to his blue set, and I got that little set, and I started playing drums down the basement, and I had to give my mother prompts. She, about 2 or 3 hours, she put up with it. But, and then just went on as through life. I've been very lucky to be able to write music. And about 25 years ago, I met Mark Dye. Was it 25 or 30 years ago? Might have been 30. Yeah, you know, might have been 30 years ago. I met a fellow named Mark Dye, and he helped me do a lot of my original music.
And why drums?
Well, I have to be honest with you. I played the clarinet from fourth to seventh grade,
okay.
And I was in the front row. It was really good. I thought it was, you know, I actually could read music, which I can't do now. But my brother, older brother, he was 15 years older than me. He was downstairs playing Gene Krupa, Benny Goodman,
oh wow,
Harry James, Lionel Hampton, and he was trying to, and I fell in love with that. I was a little 4 or 5 year old watching him, and then when I was old enough, after seventh or eighth grade, whatever, my parents let me go ahead and switch from clarinet to the drum.
So, Mark, I'll ask the same question for you. What prompted you to pick up a guitar and want to play music?
I think originally I wanted to play the piano, but I couldn't take it to a beach and try to impress girls. So I grabbed a guitar, and I still don't play that very well, but I found writing songs. I took to it pretty quick and started writing in 1974.
Okay. All right. All right. Let's hear another song, and then we'll have a little more chat. You've got Springtime coming up next. Tell us a little bit about what that's all about.
Well, that one is another one. Mark had like a little ditty on his guitar he was doing. I said, wow, that kind of reminds me of happiness and blues. I see colors when I see songs. It was like a blue and light blue and butterflies. And it was just springtime. And it just felt like, and actually it was, you know, springtime when the new flowers and the new birds and the baseball starting and new love and all, everything's exploding at springtime. So that's what the song really is about, everything, the happiness of spring.
All right.
Watching that eagle fly on a warm, gentle breeze. The scent of those flowers blooming and the fresh green of trees. I am so happy it's springtime. It's here at last, winter is gone. The snow and the darkness are in the past. Now that the spring is here and the birds start to sing, in the meadow are butterflies with their beautiful wings. I am so happy it's springtime. It's here at last, winter is gone. The snow and the darkness are in the past. You know, golden fields and sunny blue skies. On a picnic blanket, lovers lose track of time. Mountain streams, they'll start to run. And in the morning, do those baby rabbits having fun? Ooh. Feel rebirth of life, the clean fresh air. It's a natural high. Wish this could last forever. Seems like the whole world's together. Springtime. Here it lies, winter is gone. The snow and the darkness are in the past. watching that eagle fly on a warm, gentle breeze. The scent of those flowers blooming and the fresh green of trees. I am so happy it's springtime and it's here at last. Winter is gone, the snow and the darkness are in the past.
Yeah, isn't that great? Springtime.
I like springtime.
Yeah, who doesn't? That's great. So you mentioned Bill's Music in Catonsville, Maryland. Is that where you grew up?
Catonsville. I grew up in Ellicott City.
Oh, I know both areas well.
And you know about the floods. And
I do know about
that.
So
we won't go into that right now. But I think Ellicott City is the number one city in the world. I just hate to say it, but it's just so neat. It's like in the center of the universe. It's right there in the middle of Maryland, right between Baltimore and Washington. It's just the people are nice.
And unfortunately, it's at the bottom of a valley, and when the rain comes, the rain, water's got nowhere to go.
And we, so that was a trip. We got wiped out in the Hurricane Agnes '72. Yeah.
So, Mark, where'd you grow up?
I grew up in Central Florida.
Okay.
Out in Lakeland area.
Yeah.
And spend a lot of time in the country, in the woods, and I just love fishing and hunting. So that was my upbringing.
Yeah.
And then music came a little bit later. And
and you had a long run in the military, correct?
That's right. 5 years.
Yeah. Good for you.
5 years.
Which branch of the service?
I was in the Air Force.
All right.
That's right.
Thank you for your service.
Thank you. Yeah. All right.
Okay, what do we got next?
Funny, we just talk about how grew it up fishing in Florida and all that, so this song
is perfect timing.
It's perfect timing. Like it was meant to be.
Yeah, it was meant to be. Yeah, this is a song for everybody that loves fishing, and it's called The Fishing Song, so they'll probably relate to it. Growing up in Florida, I went fishing every day. Grabbed my pole, my tackle box, and I was on my way. Fishing from a shoreline, from a bridge or in a creek. Paddled up a river, in a lake or out to sea. I was free, free when I go fishing. Yeah, I feel free. Longest days of high school, waiting for the class to end. Pickup truck is loaded with the gear around the bend. Camping around the moonlight, round a fire we would boast. Who's the best fisherman? It's the first, biggest, most. Now we are free, free when we go fishing. Yeah, we feel free, free.
Grab your line and pole, line and pole, line and pole, line and pole.
A wife, a job, a family turns a boy into a man. Still love to go fishing every chance that I can. Boat's gotten bigger as my family starts to grow. Thank God they all love fishing, now we all get to go. We are free, free when we go fishing. Yeah, we feel free, free when we go fishing. Grab your line and pole.
Line and pole, 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 line and pole.
Don't be late, grab some bait, let's all go.
I like the ending there. Yeah, I like the whole tune, but I love that.
That's a nice ending.
Little surprise there.
Actually, I'll tell you a fishing story.
Yeah, please do.
And this is an interesting one. My little brother invented a special type of fishing lure that I think he's going to be a millionaire. I don't know if he's going to go on any TV program to market it, but he has this lure and bobber that he's come up with, and I'm excited to see where he's going to go with it.
Oh, all right.
Little shout out to my little brother.
There you go.
Scott.
All right, from fishing to pleasant living. Tell us a little bit about pleasant living.
Back to Maryland. Maryland is known as the land of pleasant living, and that's how I got that little saying. And we've always felt like little America. We've got, you know, if you want, you know, cattle, seafood, good crops, you know, we got it, you know. So it's just a land of pleasant living. And I think one of the baseball announcers used to say that, welcome to the land of pleasant living, you know. And that's how it caught on. So that's how I came up with the title of Pleasant Living. So
all right. Let's hear it.
Follow me home to that land of pleasant living. Maybe you know what I'm talking about, and we can just jibber jabber. And as I go down to that land that time forgot now, it may make you scream, but it ain't cause I mean you know how it feels when I'm there, but maybe we'll just call it a day. But I'm gonna miss you, friend. Please stay and play, yeah. Let me come in to a place of pure emotion. Seems like I know just how long I should stay and do this and do that and then taste what you see in the land of milk and honey. I love what you need, sensations run free, you know how it feels when I'm there, but maybe we'll just call it a day. But I'm gonna miss you, friend. Please stay and play, yeah. Now I know I did my best acting sometime, following painted horses to ride. I truly miss that place from which I never knew of. And do you realize that it's all but a dream? Seems like I see that it ain't all it seems, but now how can you miss something you've never heard of? Follow me home to that land of pleasant living. Maybe you know what I'm talking about, and we can just jibber jabber. And as I go down to that land that time forgot now, I may make you scream, but it ain't cause I mean you know how it feels when I'm there, but maybe we'll just call it a day. But I'm gonna miss you, friend. Please stay and play, yeah. Follow me home. Follow me home, la 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 la. Maybe we'll just call it a day. But I'm gonna miss you, friend. Please stay and play, yeah. Follow me home.
Awesome. I love that. That's great.
I love that song of his.
Yeah, yeah.
That was a solo project that him and Sam Sneeders did, that Perfect. Song, and yeah. It seems to be the most popular song I think you've had.
Yeah, you got like 2,600 views on that. To me, it's kind of neat.
You got like 20,000 downloads or something?
Yeah, we've had 20,000, but that's another book.
I just had to figure out an arrangement for the guitar to accommodate it, but it's a great song. And
yeah,
it's
we did it on keyboard.
You're listening to the Bootleg Sessions on Radio St. Pete, Sunshine 96.7 FM, Tonight's show was originally broadcast live from our Thrive DTSP studio, and we had Mark Duran and Jimmy Pickett in the studio. So you mentioned, Jimmy, living in Maryland and now in Florida. Where else have your travels taken you?
Oh, my Lord. I did the Renaissance Fair, and that's actually where I met Mark at
okay.
the Renaissance Festival. So, and I was lucky enough to go, we had Michigan, Minnesota, Wisconsin, and many, many of the years, my wife, Margaret, was with me also, and we sold pickles around so we got a chance to travel around the
pickle
country.
Man.
Pickle man? Yeah, I was here in Largo for years. I was here at Largo.
He's the one that actually started that whole
crazy
shtick.
Pickle, yeah. And it was a lot of fun. And so thank God I got to meet Mark at the Renaissance Festival. But it's just, and we got a chance to travel on that. And of course, in college, 72, I was 1A, and I was a little nervous, and they had a deferment that year for education. So I got into UMBC, University okay. of Maryland, Baltimore, but they only had a sophomore class. So I took that to get the education, so I deferred for a year, and then they ended the draft, thank God. But I ended up going to Maryland, and then I ended up in Vermont. So I've been around, and then I met my wife. She's from Finland. And I introduced Mark to her best friend. I said, don't fall in love with her.
And but you see what happened,
and
right?
There you have it.
Both our wives are from Finland, the same little village.
When I went to Vermont, I took international studies, and I got to go to Denmark. So, and y'all had glimpsed on my Dansk, so I forgot all my Danish, but I got a chance to go to Denmark, and I always loved Scandinavia. So
nice.
And
nice.
I met my wife, who was a Finn. I said, where are you from? She said, Finland. I said, I love Finland.
And away we go.
And away we go. Anyway, but it's hard to get away from the Finn girls.
You know? And Mark, you've told us you were born in Florida, and have you always lived here, or have you been other spots in the world?
Well, I have. I did move up to Minnesota for a little while and lived in an artist community up there, but I just found out snow looks so much better on postcards.
It really does.
I have too much sand in my shoes to live there full time, but I traveled a bit when I was in the military and got to see the world that way, and like Jimmy said, we did Renaissance Festival, so we got to see the states as we traveled to do things. Yeah. Now, he was a pickle man. I was just an artist out there. So
Not just. But he was a little afraid of me. He actually wouldn't come around. He would take a detour.
At first, when I first saw Jimmy out there throwing pickles, I thought, I'm going to take the long ray to my
house. Yes. It's funny.
He turned out to be a wonderful man. And,
now, Mark, you also, getting back to on the road, you have also toured on the road.
That's right.
Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I joined a band when I was in college. We were really good. Some of the best writers I've ever been around. They were all so talented. We were lucky enough to open up for some people. And I got to see what it was like to be in a rock band and on the road. And after about a couple years of that, I never wanted to do it again.
Yeah.
It was horrible.
It's not easy to be on the road in the band.
No,
and you have to give prompts to those people who do that.
Yeah.
So,
well, I see we've got Poor Little Rich Kid coming up. Let's hear about that first, and then let's hear the tune.
Yeah. Well, basically, we don't want to step on any toes, but I'm sure there are some parents out there that have 40, 50-year-olds still living in the basement. So we want to tell you to get, we know you're a poor little rich boy, but it's time to get a job. So this is kind of what this for. It's an homage to, grow up.
Right.
We'll consider this a public service announcement.
It really is, I don't really want to work because I'm giving everything I got. How can I understand what it takes to be on top, I'm sitting in my car, waiting for the light to change. Who really needs all this time and space, Motivation, my mama said, I just can't get up, so it's back to bed, I don't really want to work, cause I'm giving everything I got. How do I understand what it takes to be on top? People tell me this and people tell me that, just don't seem to care, but my parents will buy me designer wear. Woo! Poor little rich boy is what I'm called.
If it ain't for me, well, it just don't belong. Yeah, I'm privileged, but I still need more. Give me what I want, or I'll kick and scream on the floor. Ah, I don't really want to work, cause I'm giving everything I got. How do I understand what it takes to be on top? People tell me this and people tell me that, just don't seem to care. But my parents will buy me designer wear. Acting like a punk and I'm always in a funk. Can you feel my pain? Gotta get a loan, gotta pay my phone, maybe run daddy's credit card. And I'm running from the law, gotta call my ma, she'll come and bail me out. But as long as I get what I want, cause I don't really wanna work, cause I'm giving everything I got. How can I understand what it takes to be on top? People tell me this and people tell me that, just don't seem to care. But my parents will buy me designer wear. I'm just a poor little rich boy is what I'm called. If it ain't for me, well, it just don't belong. Yeah, I'm privileged, but I still need more. Give me what I want, or I'll kick and scream on the floor. I don't really want to work, cause I'm giving everything I got. How can I understand what it takes to be on top? People tell me this and people tell me that, just don't seem to care. But my parents will buy me my designer wear.
Yowza. That's got a little pop to it,
yeah,
doesn't it?
I don't feel like throwing that kid out right
exactly.
now.
Exactly.
Get out there and get a job.
Oh, good Lord.
Yeah, I was telling them. I had to tell them. It's time to tell the kids to grow up.
There you go. There you go. So other than play music, Jimmy, what else is sort of important in your life?
Well, I've got a wonderful wife from Finland. Thank God. I've had her for 37 years.
Congratulations.
And then, actually, for about the last 40 years, I've been selling conversion vans and stuff like that. And now I've been doing that. I'm fading away. Another few years, I'll do it, and then I'll probably do that. But I'm 71 now, so I'm kind of getting a little up there. But.
1953, it was a good year.
He still doesn't have his age.
1954. But we're ancient. You know, Mark's only, what, 68 now, I think so.
Yeah. 60. The young kid in this
young
room.
Kid.
There you go.
Which is
they
amazing.
Still get together. They,
which
they
is
go
amazing.
Fly into town
I don't know how.
Hang out together. And you guys were in a band together, weren't that?
Yes, my first band, Shade of Atticus.
Okay.
So, Shade of Atticus, because we, with Atticus Finch and Kill the Mockingbird.
Right.
We were just reading that. And then somebody said, there's a shade. We looked at the lampshade. So we said that was the name of the band, Shade of Atticus.
There you
so,
go.
So there
all
you
right.
Go.
But, let's hear another tune. I think we got Jimmy Jazz coming up next.
That's right. Okay.
All right.
And it's funny, these when we going to sing out on the road, we were heading over to Sam Schneider's place, and we had about an hour to kill. And so Mark, of course, comes up with Jimmy Jazz, and the next one we'll maybe do is Come On, Go On. But Jimmy Jazz, we wrote two songs, and as you know, as a musician, if you have it, you need to kind of put it down somewhere because you lose it. And we knew, so when we got over to the studio, he was already with the microphones to sing out on the road. And we said, no, we got to put these two down, Jimmy Jazz. And
yeah, he just did a guitar track.
So we did it, and then we put it on the shelf, and then we did it out on the road. But
cool.
it was amazing.
Cool. Well, let's hear Jimmy Jazz.
Well, I just love my Jimmy Jazz. Wish you all would know how I am feeling now, how I feel so whole. Why do you mope around? It's time for us to shine. Well, I just love my Jimmy Jazz. Wish you all would know how I am feeling now, how I feel so whole. Why do you mope around? It's time for us to shine. Well, that bow, it will break. And I've taken all I can take. You're my friend, a curse, a mate. Well, you've done it again. Ooh, I just love my Jimmy Jazz. Wish you all would know how I am feeling now, how I feel so. Why do you mope around? It's time for us. I just love my Jimmy Jazz. I wish you all would see how I am feeling now, how I feel so free. Why do you mope around? It's time for us to shine. Come on, let's shine. Will that bow, it will break, and I've taken all I can take. You're a friend, a curse, a maid. Well, you've got it again. I want to thank Jay for having Mark and myself tonight. And we want to shout out to everybody who's listening out there. So, and it's just been amazing to be here. And got to love 96.7 Radio St. Pete, baby.
Love it.
Well, that bow, it will break, and I've taken all I can take. Well, you're my friend, a curse, a maid. Well, you've done it again.
Yowza. Isn't that fun?
Jimmy Jazz.
Jimmy Jazz. I love that.
Because when he came up with that little thing, I said, that's a Jimmy, it's a jazzy type of. So that's what we just went with it. I don't know.
I've noticed that when I write with Jimmy, my stuff is a little bit more upbeat.
It's got a little, a little
Jimmy Jazz on it.
Pop to the step there. I'm going to ask you to dial it back for this one, though.
All right.
We're going to go off script a little bit here.
All right.
I mentioned earlier meeting Mark years ago at the Hideaway Cafe. And John Kelly had a very popular open mic, and the focus of the open mic was on original music. And Mark played a tune that the first time I heard it, I said, that is just a wonderful song. So I'm going to now just get out of the way and let Mark tell you the story of Just Like You.
Well, it started out, we sent a song in and got some attention, and we thought we might have a chance to get with some other musicians. They were putting together, it was like a Reality Bites kind of a thing, but they had a picture of me when I was in high school, not a current picture, so they really liked the song. But then when they came out to see me, they were a little bit disappointed. They thought that I was younger. And so I had to write a song about that experience, and so that's where I came up with this one.
All righty.
Well, let's do it. Sent them my CD and they like what they heard. Love my music, melodies and words. So they got on an airplane to see my show, and they're bringing me a contract and a pocket full of dough. Now they're telling me, now they're telling me, now they're telling me, yeah, we like your songs, but you're too old. You see, we're looking for, well, a younger version of yourself. Plays just like you. Words that dance upon a page, touching hearts of every age. Writes just like you. You're just hard to package. You're just a bit too old. It might affect the album sold. As I sat at the table, I didn't know what to say. I grabbed my guitar and said, then we'll have a nice day. But the people that come here to hear me play, they care about the music, they don't care about my age. But now they're telling me, Now they're telling me, now they're telling me, yeah, we like your songs, but you're too old. You see, we're looking for, well, younger version of yourself who plays just like you. Words that dance upon a page, touching hearts of every age, writes just like you. You're just hard to package, you're just a bit too old. It might affect the album so.
I still think that's a gorgeous song.
Yeah,
I just
so
think
much.
That is wonderful.
I'm sitting here crying. You know,
yeah.
Just, thank
yeah.
you. Thank you.
It's such a great comment about the music industry.
It is,
that
yeah.
if you're over the age of Taylor Swift, you're too old.
Yeah.
yeah
it's,
which is not a knock on Taylor. I actually think Taylor is another one of the younger
yep.
songwriters
talented,
that's
yeah.
really good.
Yep.
If you,
yep.
you know, dial back from all the craziness and
oh, yeah.
stuff,
yeah.
there's some really compelling songs in her catalog.
Yeah.
Anyway, we've got time for at least a couple more here. What would you like to do next?
Well, why don't we do a Come On and Go On, well, and then Out With Rio?
Well, we can't go on unless we come on.
Okay.
So, so we're going to come on and then go on.
There you go. I think we got
really,
a plan.
And this one, the title of the song did not take a long time to figure out. So just want to let you know this. So it was like a
He actually kept saying this over and over. You yeah, got to go on to come,
come
on to go on.
Mark said, are we going to leave? I said, we got to come on and go on. So it was just that.
Let's
he said, you
got to
write a song about Come On and Go On. So it's a fun song, you know. So. I got to come on to go on. You got to come on to go on. Everybody's here, everybody's there, everybody's gonna get somewhere. I got to come on to go on. I got to go on right now. I got to come on to go on. I got to go on, 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 go on. Everybody's here, everybody's there, everybody's thinking that they're getting somewhere, but you know it's all a pack of lies. Overstayed your welcome, now it's time to go. Causing all this ruckus with your rigmarole. You just don't realize the damage you do sometimes. You got to come on, woo, to go on. You got to go on right now. You got to come on, to go on. You got to go on, 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 go on. What's your Alamo? Who's your holy boss? What's the last red line that you can cross? As Mother Time cast a spell on you, you're like a deer in the headlights, you're afraid to move. Too much indecision, the impossible you. As the ring of life brings you down again, woo, you got to come on to go on. You got to go on right now. You got to come on to go on. Go on, 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 go on. Everybody's here, everybody's there, everybody's thinking that they're getting somewhere, but you know it's all a pack of lies. Overstay your welcome, now it's time to go. Causing all this ruckus with your rigmarole. You just don't realize the damage you do sometimes. You got to come on, go on, woo, go on right now. You got to come on to go on. You got to go on right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know,
we missed that piano part.
I did.
The drum part.
Yeah.
There's none of these long 70s fade outs on your song.
Pow, pow. Yeah, have you noticed that? We're kind of like
pow, 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 pow,
yeah.
Pow.
Yeah, hit the punch and off we go. Yeah. I like that.
Marky actually, he does. He's a little bit at the fade outs.
I have a few songs that fade out.
There you go.
Yeah. Not with Jimmy, but yeah.
And Mark, if people want to come and hear you play, you're at Pisces up in Dunedin pretty regularly.
Yeah, I'm
right?
playing every fourth Saturday at Pisces.
Nice.
So if they'd
nice.
Like to come out and see me as a solo act, that's where I'm playing.
Cool.
Downtown Dunedin, yeah.
And what are we going to wrap things up with?
Well, how about Dusty Rio for everybody?
Well, Rio, you got to tell a little story about Rio.
Okay, imagine yourself in a Western setting. And our character, this is what we've imagined our character to do. He's like a Robin Hood of the West, and he robs banks and gives away the money to all the saloon girls. Everybody loves him except for the posse that's chasing him. So,
right.
So, Jimmy, why don't you tell Luke?
Well, and basically, and of course, he's got a burlap bag, and the bag has a hole in it. So, really, by the time he gets to Mexico, he's broke. But and the señorita that he used to stay with, of course, is married with six kids. But this one's called Rio Grande, and it's a lot of fun. So we need some Maryland ponies, a little wild ponies.
There you go.
Get away.
Ford in the Rio Grande, my footprints are left in the sand. They're gonna track me down to that little red shack that's on the outskirts of town. And I'm heading down to Mexico. I got a señorita that I already know, and I just robbed a bank up in Sweetwater Ridge. Gotta move fast across that bridge. But you know, I've been trouble since I've been bred. A bounty is on my head, but they'll never track me down, 'cause the six-gun outlaw is the best around. And I'm heading down to Mexico. I got a señorita that I already know, and I just robbed a bank up in Sweetwater Ridge. Gotta move fast to cross that bridge. But you know, I feel that noose closing in on me. They're gonna string me up from that hangman's tree. I'm fording the Rio Grande. My footprints are left in the sand. They're gonna track me down to that little red shack that's on the outskirts of town. And I'm heading down to Mexico. I got a señorita that I already know, and I just robbed a bank up in Sweetwater Ridge. Gotta move fast across that bridge. But you know, I've been trouble since I've been bred. A bounty is on my head, but they'll never track me down, 'cause my six-gun outlaw is the best around. And I'm heading down to Mexico. I got a señorita that I already know, and I just robbed a bank up in Sweetwater Ridge. Gotta move fast across that bridge. But you know, I feel that noose closing in on me. They're gonna string me up from that hangman's tree. I'm fording the Rio Grande.
Yowza! That's the way to end things, folks. And I sure hope you have been enjoying tonight's Tuesday Night Bootleg Sessions. We've been listening to Mark Duran and Jimmy Pickett. We originally broadcast this show from our Thrive DTSP studios, downtown St. Petersburg. Thanks so much for tuning in, and as always, thanks for your support for Radio St. Pete, Sunshine 96.7 FM. Have a great evening.